Okay, so today is Daf Lamed Aleph and Zvach, and we are on Lamed Aleph, three lines to the top of the words Itmar. So the Gemara is now going to deal with when you combine Machshavos. Okay, just remember a few things you have to keep in mind. Number one, Chutz L'Zmano, if you have a Machshav of Chutz L'Zmano or Machshav of Chutz L'Mkomo, it's only effective if the Machshav of you have is on a Kazayas. I mean, either Kazayas or Basar outside. I mean, if you eat a Kazayas or Basar tomorrow. Number two, if you had Machshava on a half a Kazayas of Chutz L'Zmano, or Machshava, and combined that with a half Machshava of Chutz L'Mkomo, the Korba becomes Pasul. They can't be Mitzdarif, it becomes Pasul. But there's no Kuris, because it's not a Kazayas of Chutz L'Zmano. Number three to keep in mind here, if someone has Machshava on a Kazayas Chutz L'Zmano, right, and then he says another Kazayas Chutz L'Mkomo, so except according to Rabbi Yehuda, we say that it is only Pasul, it's not Pigul, because you weren't Karev the Matir Kimitzvasa. It was another psul within it. Okay. So now, Itmar, the following chat on the base matters. Chatzi Zayis Chutz L'Zmano. So I had Machshava, again, Machlokes, whether it's in one avoda or two avodas is going on. You had the Machshava of half a Kazayis to be Chutz L'Zmano, which would be a Pigul Machshava had it been a Kazayis. And then, afterwards, he has a Chatzi Zayis Chutz L'Mkomo. He has another Chatzi Kazayis Chutz L'Mkomo. So the original Chatzi Zayis Chutz L'Zmano doesn't do anything because it's not a Kazayis. Now it's combined with the Chatzi Zayis Chutz L'Mkomo. So now it's Pasul because I have a full Kazayis of Psul Machshava. But it's not to the level of Pigul yet. Okay? And then what do? Then you have a following, after that, you have a third Machshava of Chatzi Zayis Chutz L'Zmano. So now basically what I have, if I combine, theoretically, I can combine two Chutz L'Zmanos into a Kazayis of Chutz L'Zmano, which makes it Pigul, because it will overrun the half a Kazayis of Chutz L'Mkomo, which isn't a full Kazayis and doesn't have impact. It only has impact. Basically, do we say, it's almost like a Yoredei thing, this is Chose Veneer, is the original Chatzi Zayis of Pigul Machshava, does it reawaken with the second, with the third Machshava, which is the second Machshava of Chatzi Zayis Pigul? Okay? So Gemara then says, Amar Rava. Rava says, yes. Vayikatz ki yoshein ha-pigul. The sleeping pigle basically wakes up. It jumps and wakes up. So you had half a Kazayis pigle, half a Kazayis Chutz L'Mkomo, half a Kazayis pigle Machshava. Machshava 1 and 3 can combine and reawaken the pigle. And now you have a makarbon that if you partake from it, you're chayav karis. The Rav Hamuna Amar, no, eruv Machshavos have. This is considered a tziruf of two Machshavos. If I have two Machshavos psul, we don't have pigle. Right, let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, it's different machshavas. One's chutz l'zmano, one's chutz l'mkomo.
No, he said what? Then he decided.
Right, but he said originally, what you had originally was chutz l'zmano, chutz l'mkomo. That made it possible. So that made it possible. So now I have a third.
It's a whole kazayis.
But what is it? The whole kazayis is now coming. It's coming into contact with something that's only possible.
Right.
So therefore, it doesn't reawaken the other chatzizayis. So look at Rashi. Rashi says vayikatz ki yoshon, and it says v'havi pigul. I guess it should be kevin shematz chatzizayis rishon. Once it finds the first half of Zayas, Chatzi Zayas Achron, the last Chatzi Zayas finds the first Chatzi Zayas, Shehumino, which is similar to it, Neir Mishnaso, it reawakens it from its slumber, Umivatlo, and Umivatulo, I'm not sure what that means, Vatulo, Shinitstarev im Chutz L'Mkomo, it's Mivatel Chazayas number one, being combining with Chazayas number two, lifts over all the fagel, which would only make it possible not pigle. The chosim it starts from the fagel, and it goes back and combines with the first one to make it pigle. The batal lo chatzis zayis lechutzam komo milahotz be pigle, and the chatzis zayis of chutzam komo is now batal, and it doesn't have impact to remove the pigle status. The ain chatzis zayis mo b'makom kazayis, because the chatzis zayis has no impact against the kazayis. The lo amrinan, and we don't say according to this kfar nitzdarf imsha etzol lipsol v'lo yaksov yipari mena. We don't say that it combined and therefore it's now this new entity of psol, and a kazayis of psol, and then the other chatzayis pigul can't combine with it. That's what the second machshava says. Eiriv machshavas havi mikevod shenitzdarif shuv lo yared. Once the chatzayis of pigul combines with the chatzayis of chutzam komo, they combined. They're now a full kazayis of psol, and the chatzayis of pigul has no ability to disrupt that.
Is that a time frame? When you talk about Chatzi Zayis, what's
right.
The time frame between the two?
Time frame of making, I think, within the Dalet of Avodos. Within the time frame that you're doing the Avoda, I think. Okay. So, So Amar Rava now, Minah and Minah Lo. Rava says, what's my source to say that the half Kazayas Pigel is reawakened by the third Kazayas, which is another half Kazayas of Pigel? Minah and Minah Lo. The Tanan, so he quotes a Mishnah in Maseches Taharos. Okay? The Mishnah Maseches Taharos says, okay, just, well, let's read it first, and then if you have any, we'll get some background, okay? It says, if you have Kabetza Ochel Rishon, V'chabetza Ochel Sheni, I have two food items. One food item is tame as a rishon l'tuma, meaning you touch the sharetz or touch the avatuma, and one food item is tame as a sheni l'tuma. It touched something else, a level down. So I have a rishon and a sheni together, and then the size of a kabetza, which is important. There's an order for food items to either become tame or to convey tuma. They have to be the size of a kabetza, right? An avatuma would be the sheretz, a person who touches a tame mace. If the av of tuma touches a food item, it's metame it and makes it a rishon tuma. And if that food item touches another item, that food item becomes a shein tuma. But that you cannot convey tuma forward unless the food item is a kibetza. That's the shear to convey food items forward. Okay. And again, also now when it comes to chulin food items stop at a sheni, truma stops at a shlishi. And kachim can obtain tuma status up to a revi. That's the rules. Okay. So again, you have a beitza of ochel that's a rishon l'tuma, and a beitza of an ochel that's a shein l'tuma. Shebalon zeh bezeh. So they become and they mix together. So they have the name of a rishon. They become a rishon because within this food item, I have a kabetza. I have a kabetza of rishon. So therefore, this food item is tummy is a level. This combined food item mixture is like a rishon. If it touches another food item, it would become a sheni. But what happens then? Chilkan. Then you divided this mixture. So now I have a kibetza here, a kibetza here. But within each kibetza, the assumption is you now have, when you separated it, you didn't separate it evenly. That it would you didn't separate it into the two, and that one side is the rishon stuff, one side is the sheni stuff. It's mixed together. So I have less of a kibetza of rishon in each food item, in each part. Chilkan, zesheni, vizesheni. So each one gets the status of the sheni, because there definitely is sheni l'tumah, there's a rishon and sheni, there's nothing less than that, so they each get the status of a sheni. But, Rava says, ha-chazer ve-irvon, if you go back and combine them again, rishon have, they become a rishon. Why? Because the two portions of rishon find each other, reawaken, and becomes a rishon, which is a similar case as ours. So he says, what are you talking about? What's the connection between tumah and pigel? We're going to figure that out, how that works. But the Gemara assumes that there's the same thing. So the Gemara says, so you see from here that something can find its, you can find what it's find its min and reawaken. So just like with the pigel, the chatzik is the third machshava, which is the second machshava of pigel, can find the original machshava of pigel, and the two chatzik zaysim can combine to become pigel. So Gemara says Mimai. So where, okay, fine. You quoted the Gemara, and then you said Mishnah. They said and if it mixes together, remixes, it becomes a rishon. Now, how do you know that? Where do you see that? Because Mimai, because Midiktani Seifa, because the Seifa of that Mishnah in Tahara says Nafal Zeba Atzmo v'Zeba Atzmo al Kikar Shel Truma. So right now what we have is we have this mixture that was separated. The mixture is a sheni. So what? So mixture A. Falls on a piece of truma. Well, it only has a chat, right? So it falls on a piece of truma, and mixture B falls on a piece of truma. What ends up happening is pasluha. It makes the truma pasul. When it comes to tuma, pasul means that that's the end of the line. It gets tame, but can't pass it further. So what happened here? A sheni, and then another sheni. Basically, what Rashi says, the first thing fell on truma, and then got knocked off. Then the second part of the mixture fell on the truma and got knocked off. What happened? It was a sheni falling on truma, makes the truma a shlishi, and it's paslua. It's end of the line. It can't, because the truma cannot, as a shlishi, can't pass it forward any further. However, naflu shneim ke'echad asuhua shnia. If both mixtures fell on the truma item at the same time, well then the truma gets a status of a sheni. Why is it a status of a sheni? What fell on it was sheni. No, but when they fell together, they find each other, and they became back. They come back to becoming a rishon, right. And that makes the truma into a sheni. So you see that something that was separated can recombine with its original with its item and can make it into can reawaken. So too in our pigle case, the chatzizayis sheni of pigle will combine with the chatzizayis rishon of pigle and knock out the chatzizayis klutzon koma, which was in the middle. The Gemara says, so that's a good raya to Rava, and Rav Hamnuna knocks it off. He says this is a distinction. The Rav Hamnuna hasam ikashiura haka lekashiura. It's a big difference. The difference, according to Rashi, is Rashi says the difference is when you took this at the outset, at point A, what did you have? At point A, in the case of the Mishnah Taharos, you had a full kazayas of full kibetza of Rishon. So it combined each other. So it was originally a Rishon, and then once it was originally a Rishon, and now it was separated, it can combine. In our case, you never had the full kazayas of Pigel to start with. It never had the full shear. It was a chatzizayas, and then another chatzizayas, and now you're trying to combine it to make it into the halacha that it never had before. The status was never established at that point. The status in the case of the tumah of the tara existed, and then just got taken away. So I guess he's saying it's easier to recombine to get back to your original status than to combine at the outset to create the original to create a new status. That's where Rav Hamnuna knocks it off. But now, so Amar Rav Hamnuna mina amin Allah. Well, how do I know? What's my source to tell you that they do not reawaken? I think his source could be that you don't have a source that it does awaken. But his source is saying, I can find a source that it does not reawaken. Meaning, again, in our case, Chatzizayis Pigel, Chatzizayis Chutzlum Kuomo, Chatzizayis Pigel, the third Makshava, which is a Chatzizayis Pigel, cannot combine with the first Makshava to knock out the Chutzlum Kuomo. Because once the two Chatzizayisin of Pigel and Kuomo combine, it's puzzle, and there's no more, you can't do anything else to create the Pigel. So I'm Rav Hamnuna Mina Amin Allah. Where do I know this from? Ditznan, because he also quotes a Mishnah in Taharos. I think this is actually the same Mishnah. So here you have a case, you have to know the Mishnah. Oh, the Mishnah, the case is where you have Ha'ochal Shenitma Ba'abatuma. You have a Chatzi Beitza. Okay, Chatzi Beitza is not a big enough shear to convey. You have a Chatzi Beitza of food that became Tamei by touching an Abatuma. Meaning you have a Chatzi Beitza of a Rishon. And then you have the Shenitma Ba'vladatuma. I have another Chatzi Beitza that became Tamei from the Vladatum, which is a Rishon, meaning it's a Sheni. So I have half a Beitza of Rishon food, half a Beitza of Sheni food. Mitztarfim ze'im ze', they can combine with each other, l'tamei b'kalshe b'nehem, to create Tuma at the lower level of them. So the Chatzik Zayis Rishon combines with the Chatzik Zayis Sheni, it's a Sheni. Because minimum, it's a Sheni. You can't get to the level of Rishon, but it's a Sheni. So my love, so don't we see, afal gav de hadr malya. The Gemara is, the Mishnah is quiet, so you assume it applies in all cases, and you would say, even though, by mixing these two together, it would create a full kibetza of the Rishon. How is that? Rashi says, it's the long Rashi, but it's the last Rashi of the short lines. He says, Ma lav, afilu chazar v'hishlim me'ochal Rishon, acher al zeh atcha hayavo kibetza. Maybe they were mixed together or something like that. And the first one it's less than a kibetza; it was 3/4 of a beitza. And the second mixture had a quarter of a beitza of Rishon. And now it combines. So you see here, Mara says it creates Mishnah only creates a sheni. But why? It should create a Rishon. Mara says no. Dilma d'lo hadamalia. What's Rav Hamnuna's raya? Rav Hamnuna's raya is that you're telling me that the Mishnah applies even in a case where the remixed mixture has a beitza of Rishon. That's not the case in the Mishnah. The case in the Mishnah is the Lo Hadamalia, where they not recombined to create a full beitza of Rishon. It's just talking about a case. Half by Kazayas of Rishon, half Kazayas of Sheni, and then Mitzarev to create a Sheni. But there's no proof, per se, that we're talking about a case where, when they recombine, they would have a full Kazayas of Rishon. Maybe if they would have a full Kazayas of Rishon, it would create a Rishon. But that's not the Mishnah's case. Okay. So we're still left with a machlokas. We don't have an outcome as to our case. Again, with a guy made a machshava, half a kazayas chutz lezmano, half a kazayas chutz lekomo, now it's possible. And then a third machshava of half a kazayas chutz lezmano, does that recombine with the first chutz lezmano to create pigo? We don't have an answer for that yet. So, ki asa ravdimi, so when ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he said, the case that we have, chatzizayas chutz lekomo, chatzizayas chutz lezmano, and chatzizayas chutz lezmano, so here now you have, you had the chutz lekomo first, then the two chutz lezmanos as machshava 2 and 3. Maybe here it does combine because they're right next to each other. Right. So he says, Tani bar kapara. Bar kapara says that's pigle. That case will become pigle. Machshava 2 and 3 can combine to overrun Machshava 1. Right? Because he says, and because ein chatzizayis mo b'makom gezayis, because the chatzizayis of chutz l'mkomo has no impact when it's going up against a full gezayis of chutz l'zmano. Right? So he says, so his case is chutz l'zmano, chutz l'mkomo, chatzizayis chutz l'mkomo, then chatzizayis chutz l'zmano, chatzizayis chutz l'zmano, the two chatzizayis chutz l'zmano combine. I don't know why it make a difference, because once you have the second chutz l'zmano, you have the gezayis, that should automatically be mitzarif to the chutz l'mkomo. I don't know why the order makes a difference. Because if you have chutz l'mkomo plus chutz l'zmano, boom, according to that shita, you should be done. And now the third chutz l'zmano shouldn't have an impact. But he says it does, okay? He asked Ravin, when Rava came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he says as follows. No, what becomes a pigle? It's chatzizayis chutz l'zmano, chatzizayis chutz l'zmano, chatzizayis chutz l'mkomo, tani b'kapar pigle. Because ain chatzizayis mo b'makom gezayis. He says, I guess he's saying like me, he says, no, the only way, automatically, chatzizayis A will combine with chatzizayis B, and then chatzizayis C will have no impact. So the only way you will get pigle in this case, if machshava A and B were both chutz l'zmano. So then chatzizayis chutz l'zmano combines with chatzizayis chutz l'zmano, now I have pigle, and then the third machshava, chatzizayis chutz l'mkomo, would have no impact.
The reason that the two first don't combine is because this is not like Tuma. Tuma, they're comparable. A rishon contain a shame.
Right. No, but that's not true. But it's not true. But the Mishnah said if the only makshavas I had was chatzizayis chutz l'zmano, chatzizayis chutz l'mkomo, they do combine to make the carbon pasul.
Pasul, yes.
Correct. But we want to see if we can add it to make pigle and make karis, because of course we want to have chiyuv karis. We want to make the chiyuv, see if we can create the chiyuv karis. Okay. So Rav Ashi must nihachi. Rav Ashi's learned this way, third way. Chatzizayis chutz l'zmano. And then you said kezayis, chetzu chutz l'mkomo, v'chetzu chutz l'zmano, tani bar kapara pigle. He says no. The only way you can create pigle, because in chatzizayis, mil b'makazayis. The only way you can make pigle is as follows: first makshava is chatzizayis pigle. The second makshavos is I have makshava on a full kezayis, half of which I'm going to eat chutz l'zmano, half of which I'm going to eat chutz l'mkomo. Then, in that case, the chatzi kezayis portion of the second gezayis will combine with the chatzi gezayis of the original and make it pigle. Right. So, I mean, this kohan and mamish, I mean, they have to be so in tune with the halacha in order to violate the halacha. They have to really know what's going on. I mean, why? What?
Be a real bucky, you
know. I'm saying, but lemaisei becomes difficult, but you have to learn the rules of what everything is. But lemaisei becomes a very strange scenario that a kohen is going to do that. So maybe
probably
not. Right. Amar Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai says, at the time I shechted the zevach, I have machshava sheyachluhu klavim lemachar. So this should be eaten tomorrow, which is a machshavas pigel, but by dogs. Should be eaten by dogs tomorrow. That I can see. The guy hates the guy who brought it, and he says, I'm an apostle and throw the korban to the dogs. It's pigel. It's still pigel, even though the machshava was for achilas kelev, as opposed to achilas adam or achilas mizbeach. It's his pigel. Dixiv, why? Because achila of klavim is considered achila, because we learn it out from the not-so-righteous Izevel. Dixiv, es Izevel, yochlu ha-klavim b'chelek Yisrael. They ate her. The dogs ate her up. Right? So the Izevel was eaten by the dogs. So you see that dogs consuming something has the lashon of achila. So just so, in order to make pigel, it has to be, that's going to be eaten, chutz l'zmano. So being eaten by the dogs counts. Okay? So maski flo Rav Yami. So Rav Yami then asks a kash on that. Elamiyata, if you're going to tell me that anything that is called achila is shayach to machshavas pigol, so how about chishev shetochlen plehu ish limachar? If someone has machshava that I will have a coolant fire eat this tomorrow, like my grill, the backyard, or whatever, and it's in some fire pit tomorrow. But I use the word shetochelu, that will be eaten by the fire tomorrow. That should also become pigle. Diksiv, because it says, te'achelu ish lo nufach. He'll be eaten by a fire that doesn't subside. So fire consumption is also called eating. So hachinami de pigle, it should also be pigle. So the makshava would be, I have makshava that this karbon should be eaten by the fire in my backyard tomorrow. That should be pigle. But so you say, okay, hachinami, that should be pigle. He says, well, no, v'hatnan, what it said in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes, if a person has machshava le'echol chasi zayis u'lahakir chasi zayis kosher she'in achil v'aktor mitzarfin. If I have machshava to say that I'm going to eat chatzik zayis of this tomorrow, and the mizbeach is going to burn chatzik zayis of this tomorrow, it doesn't combine because one's achila and one's haktara.
Right.
But according to you, what we just said now, being eaten by the fire is achila. So why doesn't it combine? We just had lashon that a fire burning, fire consumption is achila. So why are you telling me it's not mistarves? And Gemara says you're right. Eid afke b'lashon achila.
Who's getting the sabera?
The kohen.
Fire.
The kohen.
The fire is eating.
No, I'm having machshava that the fire is going to
eat it. Right, so the kohen gets.
Of course, it's the machshava. It's the machshava that's the violation here.
All right.
So, ida afka b'loshen achila. If he uses the consumption of by fire, and instead of using haktara, he uses the language of achila, hachinami, it will be mitzdarev. Meaning, if I had machshava that I will eat half of the kazayis tomorrow, and the fire will eat half of the kazayis tomorrow, then they combine to create pigle. However, the case of the Mishnah, hachav ma'eskinan, his words have meaning, the afke v'lashon haktara. The lashon achila l'chol v'lashon haktara l'chol. The case of the Mishnah where he doesn't say that the fire is going to eat it, he says the fire is going to burn it. So the lashon of achila and the lashon of burning do not combine. But if you had lashon of achila and lashon of achila, they would combine. And it's mesaber in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah was a case of le'echol chatzi kazayis, and then it said lahaktir. That's when it doesn't combine. But if I say the fire is going to eat it, that would combine, because fire eating is considered achila, just like feeding to the dogs. Interesting. Now they have a whole bunch of sfeikos that come till the end of the parak. Okay. Bayi Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi asked the following question. Chishev, let's just say it's during the time of the Shechita. So during the time of the Shechita, he had machshava le'echol kazayis Chutzfuzmano, or Chutzfuzmkomo, b'shnei b'nei adam. So he has machshava that this kazayas should be eaten Chutzfuzmano by Reuben and Shimon. Meaning each one's going to get either chatzi kazayas. So, mahu, baksar machshava zlinan, do we follow his machshava, and within his machshava, the ikashira, there's a machshava of a kazayas, and therefore if it was machshava Chutzfuzmano be pigel, Chutzfuzmkomo will be pasal. Oh, baksar ochlina zlinan. Or do we have to go according to how many people are intended for this food to be eaten by? Well, if it's going to go by that, then each one is only intended to get a chatzi kazayas. So it wouldn't rise to the level of pigle or posel. Vileka shiura. And here there is no shiur. So Amar Abaye, I had a tough time with this subject. What do you mean? The machshav, the psul is if you have a machshava chutz l'zmano for a kazayas. This guy has machshava chutz l'zmano kazayas. It's going to be eaten by two. It's going to be eaten by two different people. So then maybe they won't be chayav kares if they each only ate a chatzi kazayis, because that doesn't run to the level of achila. But if one person would eat it, it still would be pigle, I guess. I mean, maybe that's a suffix of the Gemara. Okay, sorry.
That's the
problem. Yeah. Okay. That's the good. So I'm Rabbi. Rabbi says,
but the machshav of pigle is enough to make for him to get kares. Not. It doesn't have to be the achila, doesn't have to happen.
No, the karis is only if a food item is infused with pigle, then if it's eaten, then the person who eats it is chayav karis.
Okay, if it's not eaten, he doesn't get karis.
No, not eaten like a karis, the best thing to do.
The pigle machshava.
Right, the machshava alone is not what creates the chayav karis. It's the eating the food item that's infused with the pigle. So Amar Abaye, Tashma, bring a raya to answer our safik from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, a guy has machshava, lechol chatzi kazayis, ulahakik chatzi kazayis, kosher. She'en achila v'aktara mitzarfin. We say there that achila and aktara do not combine. Half of this, half of that does not combine. So you see, the diuk is, le'echol v'le'echol, dumyo d'le'echol ha'aktir. But if it was achila and achila, similar to achila aktara, which means half a kazayis achila, half a kazayis achila, it would combine. V'hechi dami, what would be the case that's similar? What's the case by people that's similar to a chatzi kazayis to a person, chatzi kazayis to mizbeach? It would be chatzi kazayis to one person, chatzi kazayis to another person. And you see, the diuk is it's only not considered pigle if half to a person, half to a mizbeach, but half to one person, half to another person would be considered pigle. Right? He says, "Vehechi dami b'achlus shnei adam mitzdarif." Shema Aminah, that if I had machshava for two people, each one to eat a chatzik azayis, it would rise to the level of being pigol or chutzlis pasal if it was machshava chutzlum koma. Next topic. Boy Rava. Chishev le'echol kazayis yeser mechdei achilas pras. This is where I thought you were going, machshava, before. I have machshava. Achila only counts as achila, we know, if you eat it within the time period of tokdei achilas pras. So machlok is how long it is. That's why some people in Pesach, they stuff their mouth with matzah and overchoke. But there's a whole idea of in order to be a chila, it has to be a certain time frame. So what if I had the machshava that this food should be eaten chutzlis mano, but it will be eaten chutzlis mano in a time period longer than kedei achilas pras?
Why are we adding this as up? We have the time period already. The longest time that carbon is able to be used for.
We did that. And when did we say that?
It's the last time frame that's possible. That's what turns it to bigel.
No, but the question is, when should be given in bigel? How long do you think you have to
make a difference?
It doesn't make any difference.
It does.
It doesn't turn to
bigel until it's finished.
I understand, but when should begin eating?
Until what's finished? Till the korban's finished. Now the korban's
finished.
His mind is finished.
If you bring a korban on Monday.
Right.
You eat it Monday, Tuesday.
Right. Correct.
So when you bring it on Monday, you think of eating it on Wednesday.
Right.
So this is a shlama then, okay.
But
when is the eating a problem? On Monday and Tuesday, or on Wednesday?
I think one of them right away.
Wednesday.
No, right away.
No, it doesn't turn to pickle until you last minute.
No, it turns to pickle when I have the machshava to do so.
No,
you have to eat it.
No,
right.
You have to eat it. You don't eat it. It's not pickle.
Correct. So if you eat it right away, I think it's pickle still. No. It's infused with pickle
if
at that moment.
If you eat it right away, it's pickle. What happens if you wait to the last second before Wednesday morning?
So what? Even if I eat it the moment after I have the machshava, it's pickle.
No,
because it's not. That's nosar. We're talking about pickle here. Nosar is eating it beyond the zman.
Correct.
Pickle is eating something that's infused with the machshava of chutz
zman. The problem is that you started the machshava at the moment you
exactly
it.
Correct.
No, sir, you had no machshava, and then you woke up.
I know, once I have the machshava of pickle, then that food item is now pickle.
Right. So no matter what, until you eat it.
One second.
And so if I eat it right now, I would still get pickle,
I don't know why, because
it has to be, otherwise we have the shayla.
I'll give you a different example.
Right.
What happens if you say you eat it after Zman, right, on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and you eat it right immediately,
mm-hmm.
it's not pickle.
I'm saying it is.
He's saying it is.
But
now the discussion
is different. I don't know.
I'm saying it is, because what pickle is nothing, pickle has nothing to do, in my mind, pickle has nothing to do with the actual time elapsing, it has to do with you having machshava. So once you infuse it with that machshava,
you have machshava for something that you didn't end up doing wrong.
That's the Aveira. The Aveira is the machshava itself.
I don't know.
I think so. That's how I thought.
Now they're discussing something else.
Let's look at the introduction. Look at the introduction in the article. Let's see. I'm sure. What?
That's five changes.
The introduction of the machshava. You're not believing me with my job. What are you talking about?
We have a machshava over here.
I would think that you get it right away because it becomes infused with it.
You guys better get on the same page.
Because you're saying otherwise it's no sir.
They are both on the same page.
Because if you just wait anyway.
No, because Michael, no sir is minus machshava.
I can understand that, but here, so what is machshava adding?
It is another element to it.
But it's Isser Chal
Isser.
Right.
We gotta work this out.
Let's work it out. Okay.
That's nice. Give me the book. We have a moment.
But now it's a different discussion altogether. I apologize profusely.
I wonder if it's even going to be in here. Oh, it is pretty long. That you're right. General introduction.
Yeah, it's number...
Which number?
Section 4.
Was that page?
4C.
Section 4C.
Yes.
4C.
Section
similar to pickle is the foundation. No, that's... 4 is 4... Okay, 3.
I'm not reading that. There's a lot of pages. You guys are getting pages.
So he says, if a person performing the avodah intends during the avodah that the sacrifice be consumed beyond the time allowed for it, the service is completely invalidated. The avodah is discontinued, the sacrificial parts are not burned on the altar. If the avodah was completed despite the invalidation, the meat becomes forbidden under penalty of kares. The invalidation is known as pigel. Okay. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't say.
But we've been, since the beginning, we've gone done the makshava.
I think it's the makshava on one. Sorry, I think it's the makshava also because otherwise you don't have the shayla.
Yeah.
So bari Rava, because Rava's asking, chishev lechol kazayis yes and mechadei achilus price pras, right? So mahu lachilus kavo medamin alei or lachilus hedjot medamin alei. Does the achila that we're concerned about? Is it comparable to Achilles Gavoa, which is like the Achilles of the Mizbeach, which takes much longer than Kedei Achilles Pras, or Achilles Hedjot, which is has to be Achilles Pras? So Amar Abaye, so Toshma, I'll bring you a raya again from our Mishnah. Someone has Machshava Lechol Kachatzi Kazayis, Ulahati Kachatzi Kazayis. Right, so he's trying to combine two Kachatzi Kazayisim, one for Achilles, one for Akhtara. Mishnah says it's Kasher because Ein Achilles Akhtara Mitzdafrima. Achilles Akhtara do not combine. Taima. The le'echol ulahakir. That's the reason why they don't combine is because one's achila, one's haktara. Ha le'echol chatzi gezayis, vile'echol another chatzi gezayis, mitzareif. So if I, we said before, if I use the lashon of achila, they would be mitzareif. But one's achilas adam, which needs kedei achilas pras. One's achilas mizbeach, which doesn't need a kedei achilas pras. Yet they're mitzareif. So you see, your haktara v'yosar kedei achilas prasu. Yet they still combine. Must be that if they combine, they must have the same shear. That shear has to be like Achilles Mizbeach, which is Yosef Mechlei Achilles Pras. So even if I have Makshavot Le'echol Yosef Mechlei Achilles Pras, it would still be Pigol. The Gemara says, no, that's not a Raya. Dim Behesek Gadol. Maybe we're talking about a big fire that would burn it up very quickly. And therefore, it could burn it up more quickly than in the time frame of Achilles Pras. Okay. Next topic. The Mishnah said, Le'echol Chatzik Chazayis, Le'echol Chatzik Chazayis Kosher. If I have Makshavot, half of it on Achila, half of it on for a Haktara, so it's kosher. It's going to be kosher. If it was makshe, either way, it's not going to be pigle. It's not going to be possibly lechutz limkomo because achila and akhtara do not combine. Again, if you use the lashon of achila by the mizbeach, it would combine. But lashon achila, lashon akhtara do not combine. So Gemara says, taima. The reason why the makshava here does not combine, the leechol ulahaktir, because it was achila and akhtara. Ha, but it's mashma here leechol. If one had a makshava chatzi kazayis to eat meat, and the other makshava of le'echol davar she'ein darko le'echol, and I had makshava to eat something that's not typically eaten, but at least I had makshava of achila, nevertheless it would be mitzarif. Because the Mishnah says when it's not mitzarif achila and haktara, meaning achila and achila would be mitzarif, even if this one of the makshavos of it's to eat something that's not normally eaten. So he says, le'echol davar she'ein darko mitzarif of hakatani. But that's a problem because it says in the Reisha, I guess, the Reisha says specifically, the Makshava has to be Le'echol Shadarko Le'echol. Le'echol Shadarko Le'echol. So Mashma, Eshadarko Le'echol in, She'en Shadarko Lo. Notice that the Diyukim from the Reisha and the Seifa are contradictory. The Diyuk from the Seifa seems to indicate that that a Makshava that eats something that's not Darko Le'echol can combine. And the Diyuk from the Reisha is that it cannot combine. So what's going on? So Amar Rav Yirmiya, no, Hamani, I guess maybe they do contradict each other, but the Sefer goes according to who? That goes according to Reb Eliezer. He goes according to the Shita Reb Eliezer. The Amar who holds, Mechashvin me'achilas Adam la'achilas Mizbeach, u'me'achilas Mizbeach la'achilas Adam. He says, you can combine achilas Adam la'achilas Mizbeach. The Tanan, because he's the Mishnah seen in a few days. Hashoche says, Hazevach lechol davar she'en darko le'echol. If I shecht the korban to eat, I guess, chutzlis mano, something that's like a murin, something that's not supposed to be eaten. Or lahaktir, vilahaktir, dovishin doctor lahaktir. Or I have makshava to burn on the mizbeach, something that's not supposed to be burned on the mizbeach. Kasher, the korban is kasher, because that's not a makshava pesalis, because you're not talking about, it's not the right item. But Rabbi Lezer posel. Rabbi Lezer says it's pasel, because even something that it's not roi, you have makshava to do something, the wrong thing with it, if it's chutz l'zman, chutz l'mkomo, it still has impact. So our seif of the Mishnah, which makes the diuk, that if you had you can combine a chatzik zayis of achila and a chatzik zayis of something that's not royal achila, that's going according to Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. That's the seif. That's what Rabbi Yirmiya answers. So Amar Abaye Amar, afilu teima rabbanan. We don't have to split the Mishnah and say the ratio is one shita and the sefer is another shita. You can say it either goes according to the rabbanan, who say that if you have something that's not roi, it's not right to achila, or not right to mizbeach, and you have makshava on it, it doesn't count. But just make a different deal in our sefer. So the lo tema hal echol v'le echol davar shendakol echol ela ema hal echol v'le echol davar shendakol echol. You made this special deal. You basically made two steps. The Mishnah says what doesn't combine achila and haktara.
Right.
You made a deal, so therefore achila and achila, no matter what, will combine. No, just make the deal that something that's royal echol and something that's royal to echol can't combine, because the Mishnah says half a kazayitz of royal achila and half a kazayitz of royal haktara do not combine. The diyuk would be, so half a kazayis of royal achila and half a kazayis of royal achila would combine. Don't go the next step and say it would combine half a kazayis of good achila combined with half a kazayis of not good achila. You don't have to make that jump. Okay. So then the Gemara then asks in Abaye, well, then if that's the case, then makamashmalan, what does the Mishnah come to teach us? If it's coming to teach us, e dover shadarko le'echel kamashmalan, if it's coming to teach us that two chatzi kazayisim of food items that are normally eaten can combine, I already learned that from the Reisha. Why? Because the Reisha said, "Kachatzi zayis v'chutz, the kachatzi zayis l'machar pasul." If I have machshav of half a zayis for inside and half, half a zayis of chutz zmano and chatzi zayis chutz mkomo, it's pasul. It's pasul. Ha, so the two chatzi kazeisim can combine. Ha, master from this, kachatzi zayis l'machar and another chatzi zayis l'machar pickle. You see that chatzi kazeisim can combine. Chatzis achila can combine. And the chiddush of the Mishnah was that, what Marcel pointed out before, that chatzis ayis of one makshava can combine with chatzis ayis of another makshava. The diuk also meaning, so chatzis ayis of makshava A can clearly combine with chatzis ayis of makshava A. So then what would the sefer of the Mishnah be telling us? That two achilas can combine. We already learned that from the Reisha. Right? He said, ma kamashmalan. E dover shadakol lechol kamashmalan, me Reisha shema mina. Because the Reisha says, "Kachatzis ayis b'chutz, kachatzis ayis l'machar pasul." Ha, the yud being, "Kachatzis ayis l'machar and kachatzis ayis l'machar pigel." The Gemara says, "No, e le'echol." Oh, second, I forgot this. E le'echol ulahakter midiyuka de Reisha shema mina. So he's saying no. But he's saying that le'echol and ahaktir, right? The case that we're talking about, chatzizayis le'echol and chatzizayis lahaktir, right? Le'echol ulahaktir midiyuka dereisha shmamina. The fact that they don't combine, I can already learn that out from a diyuk in dereisha, because the diyuk in dereisha says what? That chatzizayis achila combines with chatzizayis achila. Diyuk would be that only achila and achila can be mitzarif. Achila and haktar cannot be mitzarif. Right, ile echol lahakti midyuk dereisha shmamina. So le'echol davar shedarkol echol in she'ein darkol le'echol lo. So that's already in the ratio in the diyuk. So why is it come to tell me again in the sefer? Hashda umal le'echol v'le'echol davar she'ein darkol echol lo mitzarif le'echol lahakti yirmi boy. The ratio case was achila nachila. So only something that was roi to be eaten. Diyuk being that something that's not right to be eaten cannot be combined with something that's right to be eaten. So then clearly, haktara can't be combined with achila because it's completely two different things. So therefore what? So the Gemara says, no. So, if le'echol u'lahaktir itzrich, the sefer of the Mishnah to tell me that if I have makshav, so the question now is, why do I need the Mishnah to tell me specifically that chatzik zayis achila, chatzik zayis haktara does not combine? I already can learn that from the diuk in the Reisha. So he says, no, I need it. Le'echol ulahakter itzrich. Kasokatay dechamina, hasam hu, the lav ki orche kimichashev. Abval hacha ki orcha, the hal ki orche, the hal ki orche, emel etzarv kamash malan. The difference being is that in the Reisha case, where you make the dig from, is that I have a chatzik zayis of achila, which is derech to eat, and a chatzik zayis to eat something that's not roi to be eaten. That's not kederech. So maybe that's where it doesn't combine. But when I have chatzik zayis achila, which is the derech of the korban, and chatzizayis haktara, which is the derech of the carbon, maybe those two would combine. So therefore the Mishnah says specifically the no, achila and haktara do not combine. Okay, you want to start the Mishnah?
Yeah.
We start
the new
Yeah, start the new paragraph.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
why not?
Whatever you want.
We'll do it together. What? Okay. Hajjun Allah calls Wacham Shekibu Daman. Hajjun Allah calls Wacham Shekibu Daman. Hajjun Allah calls Wacham Shekibu Daman. Okay. So now, the Mishnah in the beginning of the second perek listed all the psulim that can do the avoda. right? And the avoda was the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, and the zrika. Now our Mishnah is going to tell us that despite the fact that shechita is part of the avoda, nevertheless, people who are psulim, meaning not kohanim, right, people who are psulim are kosher when it comes to shechita of karbanos. And the only thing that a zar or a non-kohen or a pasul kohen we make pasul is from avoda number two. It's mishchita ve'ilach. So kabbalah, halacha, and zrika have to be specifically done with the kohen, but shechita does not. Okay. So kol hapsulin, anyone who's pasul to do avoda on the mizbeach, sheshachatu, that shechted the karbon, shechitasam kshera, their shechita is kosher. Right? Lifi, sorry, sheshechita kshera bizarim, because shechita is kosher bizar. A shechita is kosher with a non-kohen. Okay? Shechita kshera bizarim, uvinashim, uba avadim, uba tmeim. Shechita is kosher with a non-kohen, a woman can do a shechita, an Eved Kenani can do a shechita, a Tomei can do the shechita, even kachet kachim, even the chatas and all, even they're all can do shechita. Rashi says, ubitmeim, ubitamei sharitz ka'amar. We're talking about a someone who's tamei sharitz, she'ena matamei kli, d'lav avatumani, because he cannot make the kli tamei. So he's not an av, because he's only a rishon, and therefore he can create the kli, does not become a sheni.
So you're saying that this shechita is outside the azar?
We'll figure out. The Gemara's going to ask, how do you do that?
Yeah.
So the Gemara has two answers. Either you set the kachikalim, you can shecht it in the place where the zarim can go, or you have a long knife. Put it in. Okay. So he says, "Mazarim, va'afilu kachikachim ubulvad sheyol lo yutimeim nog mebaser." The only caveat is that if it's a tummy who's shechting it, he has to be very careful that the tummy doesn't touch the meat. The animal. So the tummy guy should be the one holding it down. Someone who's taller should be holding it down. Lefichach, therefore, that all psulim are kosher to shecht the animal. Hain postlim b'machshava. They can create pigle in the machshava. Right? Rashi says lefichach hain postlim es a korban machshava im shachtu b'machshava ho beruuin avoda zo machshavasa machshava. If you're roy to do the avoda, then your machshava counts. So a non-kohen shechting theoretically can create pigle. If the non-kohen has machshava that this korban should be eaten chutz l'zmano, or this korban should be blood should be thrown chutz l'zmano, creates pigle. And it says if you eat in chutz l'mkomo, creates a psul. Okay, but the kulan, all of them, meaning all of these psulim, shekiblu es hadam, if they were makabel adam, which they're not supposed to do, it makes it possible. But while they did it anyway, and they had machshava of chutz l'zmano or chutz l'mkomo, so now we have a problem. So then im yesh dam hanefesh yaksor kasher yikabel. If their machshava has no impact, because it's not a kasher avoda, but they did do kabbalah. So what do we want to do? We tell the kohen if there's more dam left in the neck of the animal, it's called dam hanefesh. Go back and redo the kabbalah and fix it, meaning that the korban is not pigle because their machshava has no impact because it can be fixed. Now, kibel hakasher. If a kosher person did kabbalah, v'nason l'pasul. We saw this in the first parak, and then gives it to a pasul, right? And then, so what do you do? And I guess he didn't move. I guess the idea is he didn't move. Right? Yachzir l'kasher. This pasul should give it back to the kasher. And give it back, we'll see which way. We saw that he should give it back towards the animal, not towards the mizbeach. Now, kibo b'yamino, if a kohen was makabel the blood with his right hand, v'nasan l'smolo, puts it in his left hand, yachzir l'yamino, put it back into his right hand. Kibo b'kodesh, if he collected the blood in a sanctified vessel, v'nasan l'klichol, and he poured it into a non-sanctified vessel, yachzir l'klichodesh, he could pour it back into the sanctified vessel. Nishbach min kli al ritzma v'asafo kasher. If it was in the kli kodesh and spilled out of the kli onto the ground, it can be gathered and put back into the kli. That's kasher. Now, nisano, he took this blood. Nisano, I guess one of the psulim, right, took the blood and throws it al gabay hakevesh, throws it on the ramp. Shalok neged yisod, not corresponding to the base of the mizbeach, or nasan nasan lamala lamala, nasan nasan lamata lamala, nasan lamala lamata. What that which was below, he threw above. That which was above, he throws below. Es hanisanim b'fnim mechutz, hanisanim mechutz b'fnim. That which needs to be thrown inside, he throws outside. He throws supposed to be thrown outside, he throws inside. Im yish midama nefesh, yaksor kasher yikabel. It doesn't destroy the korban yet because his Kavala on his Rika has no impact. If there's enough blood in the neck of the animal, let a Kohen go back, collect that blood, and start the process over again. Okay, we'll stop here. Have an excellent day.